In Washington, the U.S. Congress is struggling to fund American troops overseas, fight the war on terrorism, and keep all kinds of social programs running at home. As NPR's Libby Lewis notes, lawmakers are doing this in an election year when the government is running a record deficit.
The Senate begins debate on its version of the budget this week, and budget watchers say it won't be pretty. Robert Reichauer is former head of the Congressional Budget Office and is now president of the Urban Institute. He says Congress wants to show it has more backbone to reduce the deficit than the president.
But at the same time, the Congress doesn't want to cut spending or increase taxes in ways that would find displeasure among the voters in an election year. So it is in a schizophrenic position.
It's creating big tensions among Republicans to deal with the colliding pressure of tax cuts, swelling deficits, demands for defense spending, and programs here at home. Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, chairs the Senate Finance Committee.
There is division within the Republican Party of whether or not we're doing enough in the area of tax cuts. A lot of conservatives feel we ought to have more tax cuts. And then we have a lot of moderates within our party that feel we ought to spend more on education as just one example of a domestic program.
That's an understatement, according to Senator Kent Conrad, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee.
They are having a tremendous fight among themselves because many Republicans are increasingly worried about the president's plan.
Reichauer said he expects to see Congress come up with a plan to cut the deficit, but then have a hard time adhering to it, especially before the election. And he said he expects to see warfare among Republicans in Congress on defense spending. Senate budget leaders proposed cutting President Bush's defense spending by $7 billion to help the numbers. This makes fiscal conservatives like Senator Grassley feel torn.
I guess the governing factor here is that we are in war, and you put all the resources that are necessary to win a war, you shouldn't go to war because you put your men and women on the front lines, or even in the case of peacekeeping, you want them to be able to get their job done and protect them as much as possible.
At the same time, Grassley and many others in Congress want to keep some popular tax cuts, including those that deal with the children's tax credit and breaks for married couples. Paying to keep those tax cuts alone will cost billions. Grassley says he knows how hard it will be to reach agreement on spending. As chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, he's responsible for tax policy, but he says he's convinced the Republicans can do it. Democratic Senator Conrad has his doubts.
I think it's entirely possible that one of two things happens here. Either the Republicans fail to get a budget, or they get a budget, paper over their differences, but put in place a plan that simply is not sustainable and weakens the economic strength of the country for the long term.
Conrad says the decisions made this year will hit hardest for the next president of the U.S., regardless of which party he's from. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.